Hi, everyone. This is Erica Spicer-Mason, writer and editor at Becker's Healthcare. Thank you all so much for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare podcast series today. I am really excited to be joined today by two guests, and we will discuss the key strategies that ensure a successful mid-revenue cycle program. So before we get started, I just wanted to introduce our speakers today. We have Ronnie Simpson, the vice president within Conifer Health Solutions Mid-Cycle, and Starla Stavely, the Senior Director of Coding Quality at Conifer Health Solutions. Ronnie and Starla, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us, Erica.
Well, wonderful. So I'm really excited to dig into this topic today. There's so much involved in the mid-revenue cycle, so I'm sure we have a lot to catch up on. But before we get started, I'm wondering if you could both just briefly introduce yourselves and share a little bit about your role.
Yes, so Starla, I'll go first here. So Ronnie Simpson, I, like Erica said, vice president within the Conifer mid-cycle. I've been in healthcare, for 30 years, started my career in the patient care nursing role, evolved to rev cycle. So I've got to see a lot of the challenges, both from the clinical side and of course, the revenue cycle management teams out there and what they're facing with the reimbursements. So Starla?
Hi, everybody. Thank you. I'm Starla. I'm not going to be as open with how many years experience I have as Ronnie was, but I will say that I've seen a lot of changes as well served in various roles throughout HIM and mid-cycle, including coding, obviously, clinical documentation, and now quality. So in my role here at Conifer as the Senior Director of Coding Quality, our division has monitoring and oversight for all coding that happens in the mid-cycle, regardless of where the coders are, what client they're on. All of our coders are held to the same standard, and our division is the group that helps uphold those standards.
Grateful to be talking about this today. And kind of what I alluded to earlier, the middle of the revenue cycle is really complex. You know, there are processes within that area that consists of clinical documentation, like Starla was just discussing. We have case management and also charge processing and coding. So Ronnie, maybe you can kind of shed some light here first. I'm wondering if you can share what are the biggest challenges that hospitals are seeing today within the mid-revenue cycle? And how are these challenges impacting hospitals more broadly, like even from a patient perspective too?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So the mid-cycle, that's where the story, that patient care event, it's crafted and it's transformed to that claim, right? So whether it's through documentation or charge capture or the coding abstraction, all these play critical roles and measure the success, and each determines how well that story is told, right? So each have a line in that story. And so what we see a lot, and hospitals are still doing, is they're still leveraging manual processes or making decisions, with limited data. They're not reaching out into the industry to help find alternate or better solutions. And I think this is done because there's a lot of fear, right, of the cost of that. What's my return on that? Who at my facility is going to own that? Is there a true ROI? And the downside that, of course, can lead to higher claim denials, underpayments, just missing revenue in general. And, back to the patient impact, right? So bad mid-rev cycle, getting that story to the claim, getting it quickly, getting it out to the payer, the patient, leads to either late billing or multiple bills. And nobody wants that. So with that, I think that's some of the bigger challenges that we see is this folks just not reaching out and seeing what's going on out there. At Conifer, we provide a variety of solutions for mid-cycle. Don't have to be all. It can be a few pieces and parts, to whatever you need. But I think those are the things that I see most in some of the mid-cycle areas.
Yeah, that's really helpful. The way that you framed it, Ronnie, I really enjoyed the story metaphor for the mid-cycle. That really resonated. And also what you mentioned about kind of fear of costs of investing in improvements in this arena? And, you know, is there going to be an ROI? We know a lot of hospitals and health systems are, of course, very focused on ROI right now, given all of the challenges. And that kind of leads me to think about quality, because we know quality is so tied to finances as well. And Starla, I know this is really your wheelhouse, the quality sphere. So I'm wondering if you can share a little bit about how these challenges that we're talking about, what's the crucial link between the mid-cycle and quality and compliance? And what do you really see as the must-haves for hospitals' quality programs today?
Yeah, well, I think quality departments in general need to sort of view themselves in two lenses. We are a critical feedback loop of information regarding accuracy, compliance, optimization, if that, you know, is an appropriate word, because we also have a second lens that we're revenue supportive. We don't drive or direct that, but we ensure that what resources and things that took place in that care, that encounter, that episode of care, are fully acknowledged through the coding system. Basically, you know, a good, objective, robust quality process includes, you know, regular monitoring, randomized, you know, case selections from coders for just a decent, you know, scientific sample, if you will, but also targeted samples of perhaps high-risk areas, known DRGs that are a little bit tricky, areas where maybe people have struggled in the past. So it's kind of a combination of random and focused. But critical to that is that feedback loop. What we have seen and what we've put into place, yes, the coder, their coding, you know, leadership needs that information, you know, critically and timely. But more importantly, the links to other areas and departments that can be impacted. In the aggregate, obviously, with trending, opportunity analysis, going back to even clinical quality departments that are working towards their external monitors and metrics, you know, denials, edits teams need information in the aggregate about how certain codes or certain documentation is affecting what their work is. And also critically, obviously, our business intelligence division needs a really good sense and really good data feed of the opportunities that we see, of the remediations taking place, but even more importantly, the improvements that have happened through that process. So, you know, revenue supportive, absolutely, compliant, quality, absolutely, but probably for me and our work, the feedback loop is really critical.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see that. And, you know, as we're talking about the feedback loop and just the complexity of some of these processes, it's hard to not talk about where technology fits in here, because we know that nowadays, that's what so many leaders are looking to drive efficiency and to drive an ROI. So I'd like to just touch first on artificial intelligence. I know it's such a hot topic across the industry right now, and applying technology like AI to the revenue cycle is no different. So Ronnie, I'm wondering if you can share a little bit about, or at least what your view is, on the areas of the mid-cycle that you're seeing AI being applied to, or technology on a broader scale? And what are the opportunities and challenges here?
Yeah, so AI, very popular topic right now if you turn the news on. But, you know, it has been out there for quite some time. You know, Conifer adopted it very early. You know, we use AI in many of our service lines, whether it be, you know, as a proprietary technology or, you know, with a best of breed strategic partner. You know, we use a lot in mid-cycle to identify irregularities, you know, whether it be in charging behaviors, one that immediately comes to mind. This allows you to take the labor complement and that's you're utilizing today or may need, and focus them, their attention to where the actual opportunities are. Right. So instead of just casting a wide net, it lets you laser in on accounts that just don't look right. There's something wrong with this account. And then, you know, taking that a step further, allow the auditor to provide inputs to the technology. So it is learned, right? So, you know, was this a correct finding, an incorrect finding? Was it a dated finding? You know, we know the regulatory changes quite often. So anyway, we do use it a lot in our mid-cycle to look for those opportunities, and whether it be in quality or just the charging opportunities, whether it be missed charging or overcharging, right? So some facilities have an overcharging issue, but what we see in the industry is most miss a lot of their activities, their revenue capture. And, you know, putting my nursing hat back on and taking care of patients, and my primary focus at the bedside is that patient, and trying to understand some of the rules around what I charge for, when I charge for, OBS, inpatient, you know, initial, concurrent. You know, the clinical leaders, they just don't process that way. So putting these tools in place actually creates a safety net around, you know, your revenue and reimbursement. So the opportunities, I think, would include, you know, you're just reducing those rebills, right? So using tools like this, you can put it into a pre-bill situation, or you can catch it for the claim goes out, even in tight areas where you have short suspense days, you know, and it really ensures the right reimbursement for the care provided. So I think that's where artificial intelligence really lets you focus in on the areas that need to be looked at and not have to look so broadly and search. So, and going back to what Starla mentioned earlier, is not just taking the data, taking the output and fixing it, it's taking it now back to root cause, right? That feedback loop, and trying to resolve the issue so it prevents it from happening again. So it creates that whole learning system within that application.
Right. And thank you for that, Ronnie. That's really insightful. And, you know, the more you were saying about the capabilities of technology and AI, it's hard to imagine now what we did without it, because you can just see how it's becoming more and more embedded and more of a necessity.
I'll add one more to that, because I don't think I really captured the last part of your question there a minute ago. Sure. I think one of the things that we see a lot at a hospital, right, or at a facility or in a health system, is a lot of the team members wear multiple hats, right? So at a facility. And the challenge with this type of technology is that if it's your secondary or, you know, your third job, whatever it may be, to go in and work these accounts as they come out, we see after a period of time, it doesn't get the attention it needs, right? So dedicating the resources is very important when you have artificial intelligence, you know, kind of pointing you in the right direction, and make sure that the teams are focused on that. That is their primary job, not their secondary.
Right. Yes. Thank you for adding that. And I think that kind of brings me nicely to my next question, which is, you know, based on what you were saying, Ronnie, it sounds like there's a lot of opportunity for support here. And so I'm wondering how Conifer supports hospitals in the mid-revenue cycle program. I know we've really alluded to a few things that Conifer does here, but just anything you can share, whether it be some specific tools or best practices, and maybe even some partner success stories that could highlight some of these offerings.
I enjoy this question, and I definitely will hand off to Starla here at the end, because I know she's probably got some very good testimonies as well. You know, how does Conifer support hospitals in the mid-cycle? I think the first is our team members, right? So Conifer is a large organization, and the knowledge base contained within the four walls of Conifer is endless. We have some highly talented and very skilled team members in the revenue cycle. And they not only understand that the revenue cycle as a whole, but we have very talented team members within just certain subjects and content. And so it all really ties together, because the output is to make sure we do have high quality, right? So through our team members and the experience they bring into the room, so they can quickly, you know, they have tools at their fingertips they can quickly utilize. You know, second, Conifer works really with customers to customize, right, solutions for their needs. You know, if it's technology, if it's staffing or process improvement, you know, or is it cost? We see a lot of that, right, today, because the cost within the mid-cycle, or just in healthcare in general, is growing every day. But we don't see, you know, the payments coming in growing to offset that. So, You know, Conifer uses a couple of things we call kind of a best cost geography, or kind of a blended model of global resources and technology to help our customers. And so it depends on, you know, what the customer really wants. But at the end of the day, is we can come in there and provide, you know, very high quality, you know, technology experienced, low cost solution. So Starla, you want to add to that?
Yeah, especially in terms of sort of that mission that we hold to help our clients be the most efficient. We make no distinction between where a coder is located. So whether we're using global resources, partnerships, or domestic resources, they all go through the same screening. There's screenings even before an interview. There's additional screenings once coders are hired, and there's regular audits and monitoring. That level of expectation doesn't change. And so we do end up with a highly skilled, very experienced team of coders, auditors, clinical documentation specialists, that it's incumbent and expected they will maintain that level. You know, and we've developed a lot of processes and systems to ensure sort of a seamless approach, both to our monitoring, the auditing, our work, intimate work with our compliance teams, really to provide that sense and that comfort that the work is being produced and done to the highest level of quality possible.
So I think one of the recent things that comes to mind just on scale, right? So you think of COVID and the disruption it caused with patients and team members at the facilities, either not being able to come on site or redirecting. You know, back to where Starla said, you know, our team members have been remote, they're located remotely, whether it be domestic or globally. And we do use kind of back to that strategic partnership. One of the things that we were able to do quickly is react for our customers, right? And we didn't see any slippage at all in our metrics and our performance during the COVID initiation or the COVID years. We were able to quickly respond, keep accounts moving through the system, help whether it be remotely or even we do have some on-site team members. So I think you know, there are a few things out there we'd be glad to share with others if they were interested.
Yeah, Ronnie, I think that's a really powerful example. You know, being able to produce a quick response during COVID, certainly not all organizations can say that that was possible. So really sounds like the teams that you deploy as strategic partners, you know, there's a lot of capability there. So thank you both for sharing. And that also kind of, I really do want to, I know we're running out of time, but I want to make sure we touch on benchmarks and metrics, you know, any kind of improvement program. We know that those metrics are key to showing ROI and to showing value. So for any organization that's looking to deploy technology or support for the mid-cycle, what are some of those key benchmarks that hospitals should be measuring against?
You know, I think I'll start, Starla, and then of course hand it over to you. You know, when I think of benchmarks within a revenue cycle, you can go out on any, you know, RCM journal, HFMA, you can find all the key benchmarks and kind of what's out there, what you should be measuring. You know, in mid-cycle, you know, we look at some very big ones, you know, case mix, we look at, you know, charging behaviors, whether it's late charge percentages, our coding quality, DNFCs, those are out there, right? So I think the important part that we do as Conifer is we have dedication to those metrics. Because a lot of times hospitals will have, you know, a few folks dedicated to a lot of metrics. And I'll say the inverse, Conifer has a lot of folks dedicated to a few metrics. And what that does is let that team focus on what they're responsible and accountable for and how it impacts, you know, the streams up and down. And so collectively, we come together and focus on our KPIs. We do see high success in our mid-cycle, we see a lot of a green, you know, is what we call it, because, you know, it's green or red, right? So we see a lot of green with conifer, and it allows us to quickly tackle or focus on that red and whatever KPI it may be. So, I mean, there's a huge list of KPIs within the mid-cycle. And I think, you know, focusing on, you know, your turnaround time for each one of those areas, you know, how's the quality? Are you measuring quality at even a microscopic level for each, you know, of your team members, so that you, as a coaching type of things, you can do with them to make sure that their quality is there, because that's, you know, our expectation. And so, Starla, anything you want to add around KPIs?
Yeah, no, I think that's great. You know, we do kind of look at it in terms of micro to macro, if you will. So from the code that a coach selected on any given a case, you know, up to the auditor. I think one thing that I see sometimes that maybe doesn't get quite the emphasis that I think it should have is the auditor quality. The education for coders, that usually, you know, kind of gets a lot of attention. But we focus very heavily on our auditor skills, ensuring those are, you know, as close to perfect as we possibly can get, and constant monitoring of the auditors. They undergo the same sort of randomized monthly reviews, both in a peer review setting. They also go through a compliance from our compliance team, just an audit the auditor setting and activity every month as well. And it's very critical. You know, I there's a saying that says your quality is only good as your worst auditor. That's probably pretty centric to my department, but we take it very seriously. Our job is to be the subject matter experts and provide that level to our teammates and coders. Those two, our coder scores, you know, our aggregates or analytics, and our auditor quality are two that probably drive my teams more than anything else.
I really appreciate that add-on, Starla, about the quality of the auditors. That's definitely a newer perspective. And I know we're running out of time here, so I want to give you both the opportunity to share any final closing thoughts you might have for our listeners today. You know, I really appreciated the ways that you differentiated Conifer in the services that you offer, and really giving us some perspective on what's, you know, what to expect and how technology fits in. But any other closing thoughts that you have, please feel free to share.
I think the only closing thought is kind of circling back to where I started, is to say, don't hesitate, you know, to reach out if you feel like you have opportunities. Because I think setting on that long is, you know, it doesn't get better. So I would just encourage, you know, the hospitals, healthcare systems to reach out to folks, you know, in the industry that focus on revenue cycle management. And I think that's all for me today.
Yeah, I just echo that, Ronnie. And I couldn't agree more. You know, there's a whole lot that can be fixed and improved, often in a fairly quick amount of time, with the right skills, with the right application and the right focus. And we've seen that time and time again. So I just reiterate what Ronnie said. It's really critical to gather as much information as you can, see what's out there available, take advantage of it in a timely manner. Everything doesn't take forever, right? There's a lot that can be done in the short term to make some really significant changes and impacts.
Agreed.
For sure. With as many processes that you've both described during the mid-cycle, to your point, Starla, it sounds like there are a lot of opportunities to take on one at a time, if someone so desires. So thank you both so much again for being here and for giving your insights today.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Wonderful. And we'd also like to thank our podcast sponsor today, Conifer Health Solutions. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com/podcasts.